This edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles is sponsored by Diamond Disc Audio, professional mastering at any budget, and Capacity Productions, the number one source for online promotions.
Diamond Disc Audio is a full-service multimedia company specializing in audio mastering services as well as mixing, CD and DVD duplication, video editing and authoring, graphic design, web design, and lots more. Let us help you put those finishing touches on your final mixes in the all-important mastering stage. Don't you want your project to be the equivalent to major label releases when it comes to volume, EQ, and compression? That's where we come in. We are dedicated to providing top-quality creative services and affordable prices to indie artists and music companies. Based in Nashville, we have many major credits and have worked on thousands of indie projects over the last 16 years. Visit our website now at www.diamonddiscaudio.com.
Get famous with a little help from Capacity Productions, a specialized service getting you more likes, followers, fans, and clients on all social networking sites. Capacity Productions is the number one source for online promotions with over 15 years experience. So what are you waiting for? Get famous with Capacity Productions. Check us out at capacityproductions.net. You're listening to rockwired.com, online radio that rocks. From Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places, this is Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host, Brian Lush, exclusively at rockwired.com. Today, Rockwired gives it up for Chanteuse Provocateur Jane Badler and an exclusive sneak peek of her forthcoming album. Stick around for more. Rockwired Radio Profiles is powered by Rockwired Media, LLC, a limited liability company, and is sponsored by Diamond Disc Audio, professional mastering at any budget, and Capacity Productions, the number one source for online promotions. Please stand by. Still looking for that blue jean, Steve McQueen, prettiest boy. Welcome to the latest edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and the music is out there. Today we're welcoming a dear friend back to Rockwired, the legendary sci-fi bad girl, Jane Badler. Famed for her portrayal as the alien commander Diana in the series V, she has made quite an impression in music in the past 5 years, releasing an impressive body of work that is both playful and edgy, and Rockwired has witnessed this musical evolution from the beginning. At the moment, Badler is putting the finishing touches on her as-yet-untitled forthcoming CD, but Rockwired just so happens to have a cut from that forthcoming release, and you'll be hearing it for the first time right here on Rockwired Radio Profiles. Rockwired also had a chance to speak with Jane regarding her forthcoming release and her growth as a songwriter, and you'll hear all that in just a few minutes. From her forthcoming as-yet-untitled release, and this is the first time this is being played anywhere, here is Jane Badler with Stuck on You.
You're giving me something to obsess about. A reason to live, a reason to doubt, a reason to desire this merry-go-round. Highs and the lows that end up in the you're not gonna love me back. Don't tell me, honey, the truth is in this bag. Just keep feeding my fantasy. Cover my eyes so I can see. I'm falling down. Made from the quicksand, only you
From her as-yet-untitled release, that was Jane Badler with Stuck on You, and that is the first time that song has been played anywhere. For more on Jane, visit her at her official website, www.janebadler.com. Rockwired had a chance to get reacquainted with Jane, and here's how the interview went.
But I hear you're filming something here in the States.
Yeah, I did a really fun little indie film in L.A., very talented writer, director, actor named Chad Darnell. And he did a short called The Groom's Cake that won all these festivals, and now he's turned it into a feature called The Birthday Cake. And it's like a mockumentary dealing with a gay couple and this adoption and all the kind of crazy people in their life. And I kind of had a really fun role in it. Yeah, it was great. I had a great, great time. I kind of played myself, an exaggerated version, very exaggerated version of myself, playing Elizabeth Taylor in the musical about Elizabeth Taylor.
Wow.
But it's a comedy, so it was really big and fun, and I had a ball, and hopefully, you know, it'll do, you know, something. You never know with these things, you know?
And having been an Australian for all these years, how does it feel being back in the States?
I am amazed, Brian, that I'm still so hungry for it. Do you know what I mean? It's kind of a scary feeling because having been in Australia, I really didn't allow myself, you know, I had children and I couldn't ever come here, so I kind of let go of this part of the industry. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
But now that the kids are grown and they're traveling the world, I have opportunities again, and I'm suddenly grabbing them and thinking, wow, I really want this. When I say want this, in a different way, I just want to work. I just want to do good projects. In whether it's singing or acting, it's I think when opportunities come, you have to go for them, do you know?
Right, and with all the opportunities that are presenting themselves to you now, do you think it has a lot to do with the music that you've been making of recent, or?
You know, I really do, because it's kept me young, it's kept me vibrant, it's kept me happy, and that kind of is something people see when they meet you. I think also, you know, more and more people are becoming, you know, aware of my music. Like I said, I recently have been a meeting with a promoter, an amazing promoter in New York, who saw my music and he's totally intrigued, and we're in talks now to find a song to do a really, you know, a dance remix, but something that might really do something on the Billboard charts, you know, because that's what he does. He works with big names. You know, that's kind of great. That's even to have talks with someone like that, you know that you're obviously doing something that's resonating with some people, do you know?
Right, exactly.
And, you know, I know it's not like, it's not huge, but I feel like it's starting, people seem to love my music that love it. And my new stuff is, you know, once again, even different again, do you know?
Yes, it is. Even more so than the last two releases. I mean, you've really...
Have you gotten any clips from her or any MP3s?
No, I haven't. Not yet. Just pictures.
I'll send you a few tracks.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, I will. I mean, they're not out yet. I finished four songs, but I don't even know how we're going to do it yet. You know, we haven't figured it out. But we're going to, you know, sooner than later, release a single. That's going to happen.
But the new collection of music has a very ominous-sounding title.
Yeah, well, that's not really the title.
Oh.
It's kind of it started like that, but I'm actually in doubt whether that will be the title. But then it may very well be the title. You know, until all the songs are finished, it's hard for me to know. But at this point, that's the title of one of the songs, which I'll send you. And it is ominous. You are absolutely right, Brian. That is an ominous song.
It's almost like the first two were just play stuff, and now you're really getting serious. It's just...
Oh, that's funny. No, I wouldn't say that, but you're funny. No, that song is, very tongue-in-cheek. And I actually heard a Christina Aguilera song, Birds of Prey. I don't know if you ever heard it. It was sort of on the... It wasn't released on the main album, which was Bionic. It was kind of some extra tracks that her record company felt were not commercial enough. It was kind of like I loved the feeling of that, and so then I kind of, it started out like, you know, just that song basically started out with me kind of home thinking about how I'm waiting, constantly waiting for the phone to ring, and then it translated to the powerlessness one feels about waiting for a man who's hurt you to call. And it started with that sort of idea, and then it went deeper and more crazy about, you know, revenge. So then it went into Diamond Crimson Blood and how I feel like I'm in a cage, and you'll see, it just goes, it keeps going into this kind of weird thing about, that what do I do with this desire that I have inside me? I feel like a caged bird, and it's kind of cool. It just goes, it just goes off. And that one's very kind of dancey, disco-y, but the others are more more chilled, kind of electronic.
And from what I understand, you're really at the forefront this time in terms of the songwriting.
Yeah, I am. Yeah, I am. I am, and I have two collaborators that I've written with who I was presented to them as people to write for me, and I said to them, oh, by the way, I just have a book of songs that I've been writing for the last 2 years, and, you know, and I was a little insecure about them, and everyone that I showed them, they'd go, oh my God, yes, yes, and, like, without a doubt, I would say most of them, we'd sit down with what I brought to them, and in one day, we finished the song. That's how it happened. It was so quick. They just knew exactly what to do with them. And then once they finished them, then we started demoing them. So it was kind of a pretty painless thing because they got me immediately, and they were able to find great choruses or, you know, help me with words or whatever I had done or started. Some of them were more finished than others, but it was pretty amazing. They're amazing writers. I was very lucky to have met them.
And with this forthcoming release, does it fit into that story arc that you had kind of created with the first two albums?
Yeah, it does, actually, because I learned a lot from Jesse. A lot of my songwriting, I learned through him. He was kind of my mentor, because the second album, a lot of the songs were written for me, and we storyboarded, and I kind of got to see how he writes, and I think that a lot of things... Yeah, I think it's definitely along that genre, but very much my own, coming from myself now and my own inside me, deep in me. So that's the difference. They resonate very deeply, these songs, to me.
And I understand you'll be doing Spiegel Tent again. So yes. talk about your association with them. I mean, you've been a part of that festival for years now.
Yeah, well, this is my fourth or fifth time doing the Spiegel Tent, and it's just great because it's very hard to, it's very hard to get in it. It's very competitive, and a lot of the acts are international, and then they also use some more well-known acts at home, and it's just the best. It's that I love it so much because the sound is amazing, the lighting is amazing. Just, it's just a fantastic place to perform. It seats about 350, which is a really nice house. And overall, it's just a great, I love it. And it's very, you know, the Spiegel tent's amazing. It just has a wonderful atmosphere, moody, dark. It's exactly what I like for my show.
And in live performance, how do the songs, you know, change? You know, I mean, you know, you hear them recorded, they sound one way, but, you know, I mean, how do they get changed up for a live show?
You know, Brian, that's such a good question. I don't ever really, except with the exception of some shows that I did with Paul Grabowski, who produced the second album, he keeps things very much exactly like the album. But mostly, I don't ever stick to the album completely. Like with this my new material, I've brought in a musical director who's from a band called Big Country. That was very, very popular.
Oh, yes, I remember. They were popular when V, yeah. When V was around.
yeah, that's right. Well, yeah, I think maybe that's right, or a little later, maybe the 90s. But he's Scottish, and he's my musical director, and he's incredibly talented, and he's taken my songs, and he's changing the sound slightly, and we have a drummer who does percussion, and a guitarist who doesn't even make his guitar sound like a guitar. It's not like a normal guitar. It's just very interesting sounds. So it'll be us on stage, and he's now reworking all the songs. And I think it's going to be really moody, but I really want strong beats in this one. I want people to not be able to stop moving in their seats. I want strong percussion and strong drum, you know?
Right.
I really do. I really want it very beat-driven. Even though it's going to be moody, I want it to have great, great sex appeal, you know? Sensual and dancey. But not dancey like, you know, crazy dancey.
You mean like techno-y or something, or?
Yeah, nothing like that.
I see.
I just want people to feel, you know, a little soul-y. I want people to want to feel like they want to move a bit, you know? I want people to have a great time. That's what I'm looking for.
For more on Jane, visit her at her official website, www.janebadler.com. And now, a blast from Jane Badler's past. From her 2008 debut CD, The Devil Has My Double, here is Jane Badler with When We Got High. Thank you.
That's when you were my kind of guy.
You're listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Rockwired Media is pleased to present Rockwired.com's Artist of the Month, Frank Juan, and his debut solo EP, Born Ready. As a member of the group Nake Nulawaun, Frank has made his presence known as one of hip-hop's true thinking men. Now he takes the rhymes and rhythms a step further with music which incorporates tribal sound textures and lyrics with a more personal approach. With tracks such as Oil for Blood, Hoka, and Free Your Mind, Born Ready gives listeners a taste of great music to come. Born Ready, the solo debut EP from Frank Juan, Rockwired.com's Artist of the Month. Check out Frank and Nake Nulawaun at Facebook.com.
I'm dirt poor, music what I work for, can't afford a dream, a scheme by a shirt.
Passionate, fearless, innovative. Gorgeous Media is an award-winning firm specializing in artist development, branding, creative consultation, event planning, music supervision, publicity, and talent management for all areas of the entertainment industry, from music, film, fashion, theater, and art. To schedule a free consultation, email us at info@gorgeousmediagroup.com or call us at 323-782-9000. That number again is 323-782-9000. Without a doubt, the future is looking gorgeous. Visit us at gorgeousmediagroup.com.
Diamond Disc Audio is a full-service multimedia company specializing in audio mastering services as well as mixing, CD and DVD duplication, video editing and authoring, graphic design, web design, and lots more. Let us help you put those finishing touches on your final mixes in the all-important mastering stage. Don't you want your project to be the equivalent to major label releases when it comes to volume, EQ, and compression? That's where we come in. We are dedicated to providing top quality creative services and affordable prices to indie artists and music companies. Based in Nashville, we have many major credits and have worked on thousands of indie projects over the last 16 years. Visit our website now at www.diamonddiscaudio.com.
Get famous with a little help from Capacity Productions, a specialized service getting you more likes, followers, fans, and clients on all social networking sites. Capacity Productions is the number one source for online promotions with over 15 years' experience. So what are you waiting for? Get famous with Capacity Productions. Check us out at capacityproductions.net. You're listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Welcome back to the latest edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and today we're giving it up for Chanteuse Provocateur Jane Badler, who is currently putting the finishing touches on her forthcoming album. Rockwired had a chance to catch up with Jane regarding her new music and looking back on her career as a science fiction icon. And here's how the rest of our interview went.
But anyway, because I'm anticipating a good deal of V people to come to this, I have to. The last time we talked was when you were about to appear in the reimagined V series.
Yes, that was
when we last talked, and I screamed so loud when Anna killed you.
I know. Could you believe that?
I couldn't believe it. That's why I screamed.
Did you? Did you die when you saw it?
Yes.
Was that unbelievable? That was quite extraordinary.
Oh Lord, I really thought all right, this is the comeback we've been waiting for, and then
I know, and then suddenly here it is, finally they got me out of that fucking dungeon.
Right.
Which was like, you know, all season. I'm there, stuck. I mean, I was away from my family, away from my husband, my children, blah, blah. And I was there for the entire season, which was 5 months. And every time I'd look at the script, I'd go, what? Another episode with two scenes where I don't leave the dungeon?
Right.
I keep repeating myself. And I worked myself, I worked so hard to make those scenes interesting, but they weren't so interesting. I mean, it was like hard. And then finally, I see that I'm coming out, and then they tell me they're killing me. And it's like, I went, what? What the hell?
Oh, Jesus.
It was tough. It was hard. But look, I worked really hard to do my best with it. Unfortunately, it wasn't everything I'd hoped it would be, but it was still great to come back, do you know?
Right, right. I see what you mean, but I also understand your sister, Alice, has spearheaded a little, you know...
No, she has nothing to do with that.
Oh, really? Oh, I thought it was her. Okay.
Oh, God, no. They just used her name. I don't know why.
Oh, well, that's weird. Okay, I thought it was her. Okay.
No, and I hate that they used her name. I find that a little bit slightly distasteful, I have to be honest.
Okay.
And you know, I don't... To be honest with you, Brian, I'm not associated with that project because I have no interest in coming back and doing it. Do you know what I mean?
I can see that. It seems like everyone who was on that show has moved on, you know.
Yeah, I don't want to... I want to do other projects. I don't want to play Diana anymore. I'm done. Done. And, you know, you do hear people, oh, you want to come? I said, no, not really. And please, could you say a few words? And I think, oh, God. I kind of do it because they're the fans. But I just, you know, none of us really want to do it anymore. It's done. Do you know what I mean?
I know what you mean. And I think some people are going to walk away heartbroken. But oh, well.
Yeah, I mean, look. The original series is it's not going to happen anymore. It was an iconic series. And it was all of the, you know, when all the stars are aligned, it's when history's made and a song resonates forever or a series resonates. It's just a magical thing and you don't know why it happens. And when that happens, to revisit it rarely works, you know?
Right, exactly.
And it's tried once and it won't be happening anymore. Everyone's moved on and then it's done, you know? With Battlestar Galactica, it worked and it was brilliant.
Wasn't that, though? That was an amazing series. The second, the revised one, I mean.
They got it right. They should have used the same team because they understood.
Right.
They made it edgy and dark and interesting. It was incredible.
Well, what do you hope people come away with when they listen to this brand new set of songs?
You know, I realized, you know, like I said, it was really interesting. I've been talking to this promoter, I told you, and he said, look, I find you really interesting, Jane, because you're a mother and a wife and you have that whole side to your personality that's, you know, really great person. He said, but then I see this incredible wild girl, you know, that you were and that you grew up as and in your music. And I realized that that's so true, that's the fantasy life, you know, that's the side that you can't act out because you need your sanity. You need to kind of get through life and kind of be sane. So you either enact it in real life or you enact it in your songs and in your art, do you know?
Right.
For an artist. And I think for me, I think people will relate and they'll relive their own bad girl or their own fantasy life and they'll have fun and it'll be sexy and that's what I hope for, do you know?
For more on Jane, visit her at her official website, www.janebadler.com. From her 2010 CD, Tears Again, here is Jane Badler with Four Corners.
Still that you walk in your sleep. You've always loved my room like a vampire loves his tomb.
That's going to do it for this edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles. A special thanks goes out to Jane Badler for her time and her music, and to Emily of On The Map PR. For Rockwired, I'm Brian Lush, and remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, and make it up as you go. Rockwired Radio Profiles is powered by Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company, and is available exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks.